Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, this is called comedy. It's called stand-up shenanigans. So.
Stand-up shenanigans?
Stand-up shenanigans.
I love it.
Can you spell shenanigans?
I can.
Do mm-hmm. it.
What, do it?
You no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
S-H-E-N. Shen. A-N. Shenan. I-G. Are there two N's?
No. That's okay, what
so
I thought, too.
I-G. A-N-S.
I mean, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell me.
My autocorrect does it for me.
I thought you would know the answer.
No.
Then I could have said anything.
Exactly, but you were being a good person about it.
I was being a good person?
Yeah.
All right.
First time ever, and I'm just kidding.
You and your shenanigans.
Well, this is stand-up shenanigans with John. How do you say it? It's just Doerr, right?
Yeah,
Doerr?
Sure. Yeah, John.
No, what do you say?
I would say John Doerr.
Yeah, that E is silent. It should have, like, the E at the end of it, like Beyonce with the...
With the...
Asterisk.
Accent aigu. What does she have?
Is it the accent aigu? And Beyonce's so poppin' that if you type her name in your text,
yeah.
Then and you don't put the asterisk, it'll put the asterisk on for you.
Okay, well, let's find out if that's true. In the text.
And
I'll say so. Beyonce, so that would be an accent aigu.
Yes.
So do you know the different accent aigus?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Circumflex.
And then grave.
Grave, oui. Yep. Tu parles français?
Oui.
Un petit peu, oui.
Oh, okay, bien, everybody. Let's chill.
We are trop shenanigans maintenant, hein?
Let's chill with the croissant.
Okay, I'm just going to put Beyonce into a text here. Yeah, so let me just put Beyonce in here and see if it comes up.
B-E-Y-O-N. C-E.
There it does come up. Ah. And it is an accent aigu.
Yeah.
C'est ça.
She's her own... France thing, whatever that is.
Well, she's a French name, yeah.
Well, you're Beyonce. From, how do you know all this French stuff? You're from Canada,
oh,
right?
I just fake my way through it. I know very little French. I basically know how to say it. My French isn't very good.
Okay.
I'm from Ottawa. I grew up in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, so right on the border of Quebec. You could walk across a bridge to Gatineau, Quebec when you were 18 years old and buy beer in a dépanneur, which is a corner store that sells booze, and you just drink under a bridge.
My family lives there.
And every
time we go to Ontario, Canada.
Oh, in Ontario, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like super, it's like small town, and it's good.
Do you know the town they live in?
No.
Okay, but it's small town, Ontario, is it like near Toronto?
No.
No, okay.
They'd have to drive really far to go to Toronto for a concert.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's worth it sometimes.
Yeah.
If Beyonce is in town.
Beyonce, you hosted Canadian Idol.
I did, way
so
back
you're
in
like
the day.
The Ryan Seacrest of...
No, actually, I did not host.
Okay.
So there was a host who was our former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney's son, Ben Mulroney. So I was the correspondent.
I wonder how he got that job.
Well, he's quite good at it. And but yeah, of course. And so he was the host, and I would go off and do stories and travel the country with the contestants. And then I'd appear on the show, and we'd throw to the stories. So yeah, it was a fun job. It was great.
So what made you move to the United States?
What made me?
Yeah.
Hollywood. The dream of making it.
Oh.
And then that slowly dies.
And then
you just live here.
Because you have to pay bills.
What's that?
Because you have to pay bills.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
you got to pay bills in Canada.
Well, I mean, Hollywood bills are crazy, though.
Oh, okay.
They be taking, like,
yeah,
a lot
but everywhere
of money.
Is expensive. You know?
Now.
Yeah.
You should see the Denver. Oh, my God.
Hmm.
I'm like, we should get a discount if you've been here for 20 years.
Why?
On the housing?
Yeah.
Because it's so high now. It's like, come on, I've been here. I was here before all this.
You put in the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I've been a fan. Come on, you know me from back in the day.
I've been a fan.
Come yeah.
on, Denver, remember me?
I want to talk about your stand-up show. So,
I would love to talk about it.
What could people expect?
What can they expect?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be on a stage. My voice will be amplified, and I'm going to misdirect them. I'm going to take them down one road, make them think I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to say another thing. And that's going to cause a reaction in their mind, and hopefully they will laugh. And yeah, I'm going to attempt to record my album this weekend. No, I'm going to stop saying attempt. I'm going to record my album this weekend. Yes.
I liked your one stand-up I was watching the other day. It was the one where you were a therapist or something, and you're supposed to hit the button.
I was a therapist.
Okay, it was a long time.
No, go ahead. I was a therapist, and I had to hit a button.
And you were supposed to, like, hit the button, and then if you called for help, or, like, if someone said that they were suicidal, then you had to call for another...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you had to call for another more qualified therapist, so you hit the button.
I was a peer counselor in college. Yeah, it's a true story. I was a peer counselor in college, and, yeah, so you talk to peers who had problems, right? And the first step was come talk to another peer. Because they maybe trust you, right?
Right.
So they come in and talk to you. But if they ever talked about suicide, which I'm not qualified to talk about or listen to as a peer counselor, we had a little discreet button, and we were told you would just press it, and they wouldn't know. But it would ring upstairs, and they'd know exactly what that buzzer meant. Then the qualified counselor would quietly come in and take over. Mm-hmm. And I would say...
I would hit
the button when I'm the only one in the room.
And then he would hit the button, and then you'd be like, can I get some coffee? Every time someone would come
and
back.
And then the counselor would say, that's not what the button's for. I'd say, if you don't get me coffee, I'm going to kill myself.
No.
So now it does work. Right? You got to play by the rules if you want a coffee.
That's funny. What's your worst heckler story?
I got workarounds.
During your stand-up.
Worst? I don't know. I don't know if there's a worst. Yeah, there's too many to think of. I actually don't mind it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Not all the time, yeah. It's just a big party.
You like the confrontation?
Sometimes it's confrontation. Well, if someone genuinely hates you and hates the show and hates what you're talking about, I mean, yeah, that's never fun. It puts a funk in the room. But yeah, it's just recovering from it. That's what comedy is, really. It's just recovering from something, so... Relieving tension.
Can't agree more. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
That's it. We're done.
That was it.
Oh,
a quick
the shenanigans.
One. In and out.
We're
yep. Stand up shenanigans. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate,
appreciate
it.
You. And the link to your show will be in the description. You're here till Saturday night.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Dope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick one.
Yeah.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.